The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the pledge led by our page, Sam Wilson.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you wondrously created man, both male and female, in your image and instituted marriage between one man and one woman for our joy, comfort, mutual help, the procreation of children, and for the blessing of society. This mystery is manifested in your Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed your creation from sin, death, and the power of the devil, and is the only way to eternal life. Cause that love to shine brightly in this place and sanctify our hearts by your precious word and Holy Spirit. You have also appointed governing authorities and rulers according to your good and gracious will to exalt all beauty, truth, and virtue, as well as to punish evil. Grant all authorities humility that we might submit to your will and give us wisdom to make just laws for the good of the people, especially to help the weak, defenseless, and even the unborn. Bestow on our land health and prosperity and bless all in authority, especially the President and the Congress of the United States, the Governor and the Legislature of this state, and all judges and magistrates. Endow this body with grace to rule after your good pleasure, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has, on February 11, 2021, passed the following bills. Senate File 269, Buffin Act Agreement, Public School Funding, establishing state percent growth and category state percent growth for budget year beginning July 1, 2021, modifying provisions relating to regular program state cost per pupil, providing funding supplement of certain school districts, modifying provisions relating to property tax replacement payment and transportation equity payments, making appropriations clean and effective date provisions. House File 280, Buffin Act authorizing Department of Transportation renew certain valid driver's licenses without examination, including by electrical renewal and including effective date provisions.
Pursuant to Rule 38, the Chair refers Senate File 352 from the calendar to Ways and Means and Senate File 266 from the calendar to Ways and Means. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Chongariat, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for a point of privilege?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's incredibly important for me to give voice to Iowans in this chamber, especially those in the minority of number or power, those who have little opportunity to be heard, those who are maligned or reviled for being different. I want my colleagues to know just a little bit more about who I am and why this matters so much to me. I became a Christian minister because I saw how the church missed opportunities to bring safety and healing to survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. I saw Christians using their faith as a weapon against others to shame them, to blame them, to keep them in violent situations. I first encountered this as an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer in Gallup, New Mexico, on the edge of the Navajo Nation, when I saw the contrast between how the traditional Native spiritual healers were right there in the women's shelter offering ritual and prayer to help their residents heal. I found something in other religious communities to admire, and it inspired me to look for the good in my own Christian faith and lift that up where that good had been forgotten. The day before I began my Master's of Theological Studies degree at Harvard University was September 11th. I witnessed a tsunami of anti-Muslim bigotry affecting the Muslim students on that campus. I am kind of a biblical literalist, and when Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," I took that to heart and organized with my Muslim classmates a meal to celebrate Ramadan, bringing the whole campus together around that evening meal. While I was in seminary to become a Lutheran pastor, I worked as a hospital chaplain. At Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago, I was there for everyone of every religious background. One night, I sat vigil with a Muslim family from Bosnia as their child died of cancer, and they told me about the genocide that caused them to flee to the United States. They told me one day they were our neighbors, The next day they were killing us. As a Christian minister in rural Virginia and in the Des Moines metro area, I saw the diversity within Christianity also, and the deep divisions that must be healed. When my friends from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints brought me to Nauvoo, Illinois, I saw the street where the community walked down to cross the frozen Mississippi River in February when they were driven out of the state by hatred. I was honored to be a guest at the ordination of Bishop Johnson of the Des Moines Diocese, knowing the long history that divided Protestants and Catholics, and that one of the primary targets of the Ku Klux Klan was the Catholic Church. My own beloved Lutheran church throughout history was both the target and the instigator of hatred and cruelty. Now it's my work with the largest food pantry network to bring people of different faiths and no religious faith together, despite our differences around something that all religions value and value systems have in common, feeding the hungry, hospitality, mercy for the suffering. Each summer I coordinate a camp for high school students to reflect on their own faith or values while learning about the faiths of others. Learning to respect and appreciate the faiths of others actually enriches and strengthens one's own personal convictions, and I can tell you more about how that's impacted me. And that camp is how I got to know the young Muslim woman who wrote the prayer I shared last week. I'm so tremendously proud of the remarkable young people I've worked with over the years. I will always stand up for them to have opportunities to be in public leadership. All this informs my calling as an elected leader. I seek to bring the voices of those in the minority in hopes that others will know they matter. They are part of our community, they are our neighbors, and if one is threatened, all are at risk. We can't work together for the good of Iowa when some are left out, when bigotry and fear are allowed to render some voiceless, when the rhetoric that inspires violence is allowed to ferment and bubble over. No aspect of anything that happens here in this chamber should be dominated by one voice. So I want to make it clear that when I lift up the voices of my neighbors' faiths, because I cannot invite them to be here and speak for themselves, this is how I live out my commitment to bring voice to the people of my district and all of Iowa. If we are to have prayer in the space, that opportunity to pray needs to be open to all. If we are here to ensure religious freedom both from and for, that right must be for the protection of all Iowans. I do not speak to the ones out there who traffic in hatred and fear that aim to create greater division in our communities. They have already hardened their hearts. It simply makes me more convinced of the need for the work to make our community stronger by building relationships and understanding across religious diversity. I make this point today for my colleagues, to invite you into an opportunity to get to know even better the diverse and wonderful people of the state that you might not have yet had the chance to meet. People have blessed me and the great state of Iowa beyond measure. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, February 16th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Tuesday, February 16th at 9 a.m.